Exercise 3A, page 107.
Social etiquette around the world. If you have never travelled abroad, you may not know that what is polite in one country could be very rude in another. Here are a few things you might like to know about social rules around the globe. It may surprise you, but many Chinese people will look at the ground when they greet you. It is a way to show respect. In Europe and the USA, people use lots of eye contact to be polite and friendly. But in China, it is rude to make eye contact with strangers, and Chinese people try to avoid it. In Europe and the USA, people have always shaken hands with a firm grip to show strength of character. If you have ever visited Turkey, you will know that for Turkish people, a firm handshake is very rude, and it is seen as a sign of anger. Flowers are a very thoughtful gift, but here's some advice. If you are going to Poland, don't arrive at a party with yellow flowers known as chrysanthemums. They are used at funerals. In Italy, people have long believed that yellow flowers indicate jealousy and red ones show secrecy. Be careful what you do with your feet. In Thailand, it has always been very disrespectful to point your feet, particularly the soles of your feet, at another person, or to show your feet in any way. So remember, if your host tells you to make yourself comfortable, that doesn't mean you should put your feet up on the coffee table. Has anyone ever told you it's impolite to point at people? In Malaysia, it is rude to point at someone with your index finger. People use the whole fist and thumb to show direction. In the Philippines, people only point by moving their eyes towards a person or thing, or even by pursing their lips and pointing with their mouth. Thinking about visiting Bulgaria? If so, then it can really help to remember the following. In Bulgarian body language, nodding your head up and down means no, while shaking your head from side to side means yes. So be careful how you move your head. Don't get confused. In some parts of the world, it's polite to eat all of the food on your plate at dinner. But in China and Korea, you should leave something. This shows that you were given enough food by your host. If you eat everything, your Chinese host feels obliged to offer you more. That is because he thinks you are still hungry.